Hello and welcome to Storytime with Tom and Mike. I'm Tom.
And that would make me Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You know how you have names for all your fingers and your thumb? You get thumb.
Oh, absolutely. You mean like this is Frank and
No, I mean like there's like medical or at least accepted terms. Like
okay, for all my phalanges.
Yeah, so thumb, forefinger, middle finger, index finger, or ring finger, index finger.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why would they call it the forefinger? It's like the it's like the one
finger.
Yes, it's like the one. This is the one finger.
Okay, so yes,
index the nose finger. Picker, the flipper offer, the fucking wedding trap, and the old fucking crack nail. I don't know why I did this because it was cocaine, but you know what I mean.
You call it a crack. Like if you are gonna snort a crack rock,
I'm gonna snort myself a crack.
I like it.
And go smoke myself a marijuana.
I like the crack rock in my nostril because it dissolves slowly over time. It's like a drip.
It makes me absolutely fucking insane.
Yep, I bite through walls.
It's been impossible to be around. You ever see a man bite through a brick? You're about to.
Like it bites through it like a big old block of chocolate or Velveeta or something. Crunch.
Oh, that's asinine.
Oh man. Hey, cheers.
Yeah. Clink.
Clink. Yep. Nice. We both did the salutary bang to the table too.
Yeah, I wish I brought up more than one, but like I said, my whole fucking shit got moved here and I am like shoehorned in and I can't fucking move. If I have to pee, I'm just going to have to do it in my pants.
Wow.
Well, it's like being an endurance driver, you know, you just got to piss your pants.
Yeah.
You got time for a pit stop.
An endurance driver. How long do those guys go?
I think most of the time it's like at least 12 hours that they're doing. Like it's usually done in like teams like that. Like there'll be another guy that'll come in. Could you imagine driving in a fucking like on a track for 12 hours straight? I like I dig like go-kart driving and stuff like that. But if you were to tell me like you got to ride that go-kart for 12 hours or drive your car for 12 hours, I'd be like, do you have anything, I don't know, a little less like that? I don't know. Like, could you? No, I can't do it.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay.
The monotony.
Not just the monotony, but the speed of it. It's that, I mean, they're
you get done and your face is like permanently all to one side.
They're going so goddamn fast. They don't have time. They're bored and terrified in equal measures. They're borified.
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 Or turd.
Terraboard. Terraboard.
Terraboard.
Terraboard.
It's like a tarot board instead of tarot cards. I don't know.
A tarot board. But anyway, the reason I brought up the phalanges is because I was talking to Jennifer the other day and I was like, well, what do you call your toes? You've got your big toe and you've got your pinky toe, but what are the other ones? You don't have a ring toe or an index toe, you know? Like, you're not like going.
You just got the one that goes to market, the one that goes to show, the one that got roast beef, the one that got none, and then the one that went wee all the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all you got.
Roast beef. Roast beef.
Actual roast beef, not that fucking. Remember how Hardee's used to make their roast beef? It was like a bag of liquid with like chunks in it and they put it in the oven and then it would suddenly turn into a
solidify
loaf of roast beef.
Yeah.
Like nobody believes me when I tell that story and I'm like, it's true. And it was fucking delicious.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Like, something was special about theirs that I don't get the same feeling from Arby's.
Well, as you know, I live right next to a Hardee's.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
And so probably about 3 times a month, I end up getting a roast beef sandwich there.
And there's something special about them.
Yeah, yeah. I think I made myself sick on one. And I think I made my dog sick, too.
Uh-oh.
Because he tried a little bit, and he threw up his whole bat. He ate a whole bowl full of kibble and threw it all up.
Great. Yeah. Was it bad?
No, it tasted fine, but I was sick too. And I think it was just because I ate too much.
Well, that could do it. So before we lose the point here, was that the point of the thing? Like, you don't have names for your toes?
Yeah. Okay. I thought this could be some deep conversation, but I don't know that there is that much depth to it now that I
put it out. Well, I mean, we got, like, your fingers are called phalanges. Is there, like, a term like that for toes?
I don't know.
Or are toes phalanges also?
Because
I know, like, your hands have metacarpals and your feet have metatarsals.
What?
If I'm not mistaken.
The medical term for toes.
Pinkies.
Phalanges.
They are still phalanges. All right.
Yeah. All right. What name do toes have?
Piggies.
Okay. Oh, they do. Okay. The big toe is called the helix, aka the big toe. The second toe is called the pointer toe. The third is the middle toe. The pointer toe. What is it pointing at?
Well, this is your pointer finger, right?
Oh my god, it's funny. The third is called the middle toe or the long toe.
Called the ring toe, I swear to God, I'm going to punch somebody.
The fourth toe is called the ring toe.
That somebody's getting punched tomorrow. Yeah, I don't even know who. I'm just going to punch them and they're going to go whine them and go, fucking ring toe!
The last toe,
the little toe,
is also known as the pinky toe or the outermost toe.
Why would you call it the fucking ring toe? Do people with toe rings wear them on their ring toe?
I guess somebody's going to be
totally curious why they got punched tomorrow. They're just not going to know. They're not going to see it coming.
You're just
getting punched.
You know what?
Random person.
Don't even punch them. Put on our toe ring and kick them in the face with it.
I broke my fucking toe. Why? Because I'm angry about it. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
I just love the idea of someone wearing a really burly, like, class ring on their toe, like, normally all the time, not just as a little goof, but like permanent.
Well, could you imagine how bad that would fucking hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Like, my feet get sore as hell from walking around all day on them. Can you imagine adding a ring into the mix? I got these new special insoles so I can wear my class ring on my foot.
Yeah. Troy Aikman's walking around with a Super Bowl ring on his toe.
He's got a fucking ring on his toe that's bigger than his big toe. This is fucking nasty-ass toe.
He's got a hole in his shoe so it can accommodate. Otherwise, it presses down.
Well, that so he can show it to people. He can be like, look. And he, like, sticks his foot way up. He's very flexible like that. Could you imagine how bad that fucking ring would smell?
Oh. Well, how bad does a ring already smell on your finger all the time?
At least you wash, like, your hands at different points throughout the day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ain't nobody being like, I better wash my fucking toes quick.
Well, I don't know if anyone can see this, but, like, you see that sort of indentation?
Yeah.
If you see, like, that is, like, almost an eighth of a millimeter deep. It's, like, almost, like, half a millimeter deep, right? So when I was heavier, I couldn't get my ring off at all. And so, like, when I take
it
off...
Did you ever freak out a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Like, you wanted to pull it off. I can't.
Yeah. It's bionic now.
It's a part of me.
What part of me stops being the ring and starts becoming Tom?
What is flesh and what is gold?
I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he said, I was telling him a story, and he says, yep, there it is. There's that moment I was waiting for when it became a Tom story.
I feel like I might recognize that point if I ever had, like, you know, the time to sit and think about it.
Well, right. Well, because I had been taking him on a little verbal journey. And I was telling him about the time that I had met the Surgeon General of the Army back in 1997. who, if I need to look who up who that was. Ronald Blank.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. Yeah, so he came into the
studio. Good old Dr. Blank.
Dr. Blank, yeah, he came into
the studio. I mean, I'm assuming you have to be a doctor in order to be a Surgeon General.
Kind of have to be, yeah.
But I don't remember Dr. C. Everett Koop.
He was he was a four-star general, and he came into the office, and it was just like pure, like, like almost like a supernatural, like, level of, like, calm and awareness and confidence, you know. Yes, that did come up in audio.
I mean, you saw the, like, oops, I sharted face.
Yeah. I think I'm keeping that in for that reason, just for the face that you made.
Fair enough.
But anyway, he had a we were recording us because I was this was in the TV studio, and we were recording a message for him to send out to his troops overseas because he wasn't able to go to see them at that time. He was on some other mission or whatever. And so his mission probably being hanging out in Washington, D.C. and doing politics shit. Right.
You know? Yeah.
But he was like, I mic'd him, which was nerve wracking because the guy had tons of fucking medals and stuff.
No, that you were also touching a 4-star general.
Right. And I'm which a
to me would be fucking terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what if I break him? You know, like,
oh, my God, he's made of China.
Yeah. You know, like I break it or like I smudge his fucking brass or whatever. But anyway, so I get the mic on him and then I tell him, all right, sir, I'm going to count down from 5. At 3, I'm going to stop counting aloud. I'm going to just do like a wave of my arm twice. And then you're not going to see me after that because I'm going to step away into darkness so that you can focus on your delivery. And he goes, okay, that sounds good. Well, so I take, and this is where my friend said, oh, here's where it becomes a Tom story. I take 2 big steps back. And there was this old metal stool that sat right behind me. And I knocked it over and made a huge fucking noise. And like, of course, the guy goes, oh, I think he fell over. I think he fell over. Is he okay? Did he fall over?
The general saying this?
Yeah.
Well, at least he was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I am very concerned for his well-being.
Yeah.
That's a nice story. But yeah, that was a definitely, yeah. That's what made that story a you story. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because those are the sorts of things that make... Maybe it's that's what I find worthy in a story is when I have been thoroughly debased in some way.
I usually like wait for this is the moment where I took my shit filled underwear off and threw it out the window kind of a thing from you or for me. And that's when I farted I did something else, you know, that's absolutely disgusting. You know,
did you ever see that meme? It's like it says, as soon as she touched my D, I farted and started shitting. Or I came. No, as soon as she touched my penis, I came and started farting. Or something like that. It's so stupid.
Did you ever fart while a girl was, you know, going down on you?
Never.
Like,
never.
I've had the strongest urge but even being as much of a pig as I generally am, I would never do that.
Well, there's
I'm absolutely positive that I was pumping away a few times, you know, in the deed and ripped one.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I was like, oh, whoops, it just kind of slipped out there, even though I totally was like, pfft. You know, like I pushed it out.
I was like, God.
I can't nut with that pressure in my ass.
Oh, my God, dude. That's insane.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Like, if the temperature's not just in a good range and everything, and you're, like, focusing on trying to finish, something that minuscule would fuck everything up.
It's feng shui.
Yeah, like it's everything.
Sexual feng shui.
Now, when I was a kid, I could have fucked in an oven with a pine cone in my butt and somebody pinching my nose. I would have been fine. But like as I got older, I was like, everything has to be just so. You know,
well, nowadays, the difference is you could have. Now you have to have the pine cone in your ass.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to admit to that, but it's actually worse than a pine cone now. I actually have several stuffed hedgehogs that I absolutely can't get off without.
Well, you probably can't get them out.
Well,
easily. Did you set up a rig up, like, if they're stuffed, right, maybe you can have, like, an internal rigging, like an umbrella that sort of retracts the spines? Is that what
you're
Now
you're on the right track. Now you're on the right track, yes. They go up smooth.
Okay.
And then, like, I push up on the tail, and they kind of umbrella out, yeah. But I can't complete without them.
Yeah, well, you know, who... can't relate. I mean, you know, some girls like those little pretty jeweled butt plugs, and other people like an entire wombat.
I gotta say, like, speaking of butt plugs, is there any porn available now where the ladies are not wearing butt plugs anymore?
Sure.
I just never seem to see it. Like, I dig butts, and I try to look at butts on Reddit, and every time that I'm looking at a butt, there's always a fucking big, gaudy, blue, fake jewel sticking out of that asshole. And well, I'm like, I just don't...
It's kind of like shaved, right? Like
True.
For some reason, it fulfills a lot of dudes' fantasy to have like this weirdly de-sex.
They're like, I need a shaved Care Bear or I can't get off. Right. It's got a fucking jewel in its ass.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make an awful lot of sense, but
yeah.
You know, if I were a chick and I didn't have anybody in my life that I needed to stay loyal to, and I felt that confidence to do it, I would probably have an OnlyFans or something, because why the fuck not? Why not make that cheddar? You know what I mean?
Your shape, size, and irrelevant. Nothing fucking matters. None of it is relevant.
Not a bit.
No, well, sorry, none of it's relevant, and at the same time, it's all relevant.
It is, but the point is that you'll find your audience will find you with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's something for everybody, and everybody's into things. And a lot of people who claim to have a certain like standard don't really. Because people who
I thought you were saying don't to me. Because no, I was reaching under my table, like, what the fuck am I touching? I thought you were going don't.
No.
That totally threw me the fuck off. All right, I'm sorry.
It's all right. No. You gave you a guilty conscience.
Yeah, right.
The hell was that about?
I don't fucking know.
What I'm saying is that those things don't. I don't remember what I was saying because I was so taken aback by your response to that. Actually,
yeah, people don't have standards. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like they claim to, but 99% of guys that I have ever met. And I'm going to include myself in this. If they thought no one else would know about like the girl that maybe slipped a couple dozen notches below their normal standards when they were drunk or whatever, as long as no one knew, it's all right. As long as you're not cheating on anybody, you know what I mean? Like who's being hurt there, right? Well, nobody really.
I had an absolutely nasty sausage-fingered girl that I had class with touch my dick in science class once, and nobody ever knew about it, and I was okay with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, first of all...
Sausage fingers,
yeah. First of all, almost any female attention is good.
Yeah.
You know,
you will find a reason if you truly want it. You'll find a reason to justify it.
Any attention,
regardless.
Well, my point is that, and I said female attention, I sound like a fucking incel. What I mean to say is that someone that you find the gender that you find attractive showing attraction to you in that way, even if you don't find them attractive, changes the game.
Oh, yeah.
There was a girl on my school bus who decided one day she proved that she could seduce me and just started playing with my hair and talking to me a certain way and stuff. And I was like putty in her hands. And I didn't, afterwards, it was like a spell had been lifted from me. You know, I had to go home and masturbate. But after that, I was fine. And I was like, I don't want to fuck her. You know, but you get these crazy inclinations when you're drinking. And especially if you have seen like a lot of, not a lot of action for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I say this as though I ever played the game, but the truth is that I've always been with Jennifer. So I played the game. I just never once scored any points. Like at all.
That's all right. I was letting you roll with it because, I mean, you understand it still.
I do get it. Yes. It's, yeah. What I was saying is truthful. It's just that I was never a big player in it because I got lucky, honestly. And in more ways than one, not just because I met who I met, but also because I managed to keep her all this time and not lose her to my stupidity
or my dashing good looks and great personality.
You are like a kind of corsair that just storms into my house dressed in leather and boots. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, I've come to seduce you. Now that Tom's not home. Never. I would never do that, obviously, because of my respect and love for you.
Of course.
But if you ever piss me off, it's happening. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Never.
That's great.
Never, never. I'm not that kind of guy. Never was, never would be. It's, I've never been a try to steal a chick from another guy kind of dude. It's not my thing. Bad juju.
It is, yeah. Like,
I haven't been cheated on enough times. Really makes you think about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also, like, it's whenever it's whenever you have to ask, is it okay? It's probably not. Like, right. You know what I mean?
If you have
like
a conscience and an inner dialogue, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you have to go, hey, you know, so my best friend was dating this girl, and now they're broken up, and I'd really like to get with her. Should I? You asked the question. You already know the fucking answer.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Because you don't have to ask questions for things that, you know, are normal and okay.
Yeah.
Societally accepted.
Yeah. Like, if you have to ask, should I be receiving this blowjob right now? The answer's probably no. And the truth is that you know it and you're doing it anyway.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
If you receive this blowjob on my birthday.
That was supposed to be my blowjob. It's not okay.
Send it back to me post haste. Before someone nuts in your face.
Or I was gonna try and figure out something that had to do with taste. I don't know. You know, like, or you're going to be the one that gets the taste. I don't know.
Yeah.
Was, you know, like, you're going to have to suck my dick now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Are birthday blowjobs even a thing? I have no idea.
Depends on the birthday.
Is it only like ones that are divisible by five? Yes.
How about, let's say, birthdays prior to like the year 2018 was the last time I explicitly received a birthday favor like that.
I mean, I would say
I've received other versions of it, but like I get the impression that for both of us, oral sex is just a huge pain in the ass. Because it is. It's like, oh God, this is tiring and I can't breathe. You know, like I can't breathe through my nose. You know, like you can't get any good rhythm when you're coming up going like every 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't work.
all stuffed up.
You just put so many fucking weird ideas and thoughts into my head that I'm not. No, I meant like, you know, a massive bush or huge genitalia that are just enveloping your entire face.
Like, it'd be almost like too.
I mean, for either of you, like, well, how about you just, you don't do it 69, you do it another way so your nuts ain't hanging into her nostrils. I don't know.
All I'm saying is that I get stuffed up easily. I'm stuffed up right now.
That kind of stuff does have a habit of obviously increasing salivary output, and thus also the mucous membranes get a little crazy and your nose will get stuffed up too. It's just the way it works. Yeah.
All I'm saying is that both of us, I guess, have just reached an age where it's more fun to do stuff with hands than mouth.
True. I mean, I think as you get older, that's just kind of the...
Yeah.
Like when you're a kid, you want to taste everything.
Everything.
You want to stick your mouth on everything. Yeah. I think from the time you're a little kid until, like, you don't outgrow that when it comes to sex and stuff either. Not as a little kid, as an adult. I want to make that point. But, you know, you always want to put things in your mouth. And then after a certain point in time, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's, you know. Means I gotta brush my teeth, then I gotta wash stuff, and it's not doing it.
Pick pubic hair out from between my teeth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
Ah, it's stuck to the back of your fucking throat. Let's talk about Andrew Tate.
What do you want to talk about him for?
Because he came into my... Jennifer came up to me the other day and she was like, Andrew Tate's in jail again.
I didn't know he was ever out of jail.
He was... No, he's, you know, like a... I guess he's incapable of leaving Romania. But he's not been in prison for some time.
Oh.
And... but he and his brother are apparently... Well, let's read the article. I have an article up here that's pretty interesting. Andrew Tate was detained on Tuesday, March 12th in Bucharest, but released shortly thereafter following a ruling for the brothers, Andrew and Tristan, to be extradited to the United Kingdom to face charges stemming from multiple different allegations of rape and sexual assault from a decade ago. The extradition will take place after the conclusion of their current court case in Romania, which involved charges of human trafficking, where they have been ordered to remain since last year. Let's see. Jack Beeston, one of the lawyers for the firm, further noted the information spoken of unintentionally came from Andrew Tate's friend, an online influencer named Auden Ross, who inadvertently read a text message from Andrew Tate while live streaming. The message was an invite to stream for a week in Romania, but the text message from the Tate started by saying, as read aloud by Ross, I'm going to be leaving Romania soon and probably never coming back. After reading the message, Ross did not seem to comprehend the severity of the statement nor realize that it was not meant to be read publicly. Given that it appears the Tate brothers intended to flee Romania, it's surprising that they were released from custody. So that's the latest and greatest about those assholes.
Romania.
But I think he's going to go to prison for a long time, and I want to celebrate that.
Or he's going to go on the lam for a long time.
Either way, he can't get on Twitter anymore. Well, maybe he'll still be on Twitter.
Yeah, he still would. I really believe in my heart of hearts, especially with the VPNs and everything, that you can you can beat that shit. You know, and pretty much do what the fuck you want. Maybe he'll go out in the middle of the fucking ocean like that McAfee knucklehead did.
Yeah, go to like Belize or someplace where they'll just harbor anybody.
And yeah, he can, you know, live off of whatever ill-gotten gains, more than likely, he has.
I just hope that he gets tied up in the court system long enough that it drains him of his money and then he goes to jail. Because he's such a piece of trash.
Yes.
I mean, he has so many times blamed rape victims, blamed, been just misogynistic. Here, I've got a list of a couple of his worst tweets.
Yeah.
I do know how to administer CPR. However, I will not administer CPR unless you're a hot female. If you're some fat dude and you just had a heart attack and I don't really know you, you're gonna die. No, not even if you're a friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's classy.
Yeah, it is. If you put yourself in the position to be raped, you must bear some responsibility.
Well, we'll see how he feels about that if he's in prison.
Right, yeah.
Like, oh, you put yourself in the position to be raped.
Why would you be with a woman who's not a virgin anyway? She is used goods, secondhand.
So he's only ever had sex with virgins?
Well, and more than likely underage ones.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand of the human being, I don't want to call him a man.
Well, I wouldn't even call him a human being. So people defend depression. They get angry when I say this because they need bullshit to justify their own failures. By admitting I'm right, they need to work hard to make themselves happy. To avoid the work, argue with me and pretend depression is a thing. So he doesn't believe in depression.
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm not a rapist, but I like the idea of just being able to do what I want. I like being free.
That's something
a rapist would say.
Quite possibly the most disgusting sentence I've heard in quite some time. I'm not a rapist, but I like to be able to do what I want.
Read the Bible. Every single man has had multiple wives. Not a single woman had multiple husbands. It's against the will of God. It's disgusting.
That's something. Now, the fact that he could even find multiple women that wanted him is sad.
The best thing I've seen in all of this is that he posts a picture of himself with his Bugatti or whatever. And it says, "Hello, Greta Thunberg. I have 33 cars. My Bugatti has a W16 8-liter quad turbo. My two Ferrari 8112 Competizione have 6.5 liter V12s. This is just the start. Please provide your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions." And her response to him was, "Yes, do please enlighten me. Email me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com. So he said, "Thank you for confirming your email address that you have a small penis, Greta Thunberg. The world was curious."
Wow.
And I do agree you should get a life. And then someone else responded to him with, "I'll explain the joke for you. It is not her actual email address. This was just a message to you. Simply writing 'Get a life, pencil dick' wouldn't have been as entertaining. Your tweet was pure spite. She deployed intelligence and a sense of fun because she is smarter than you."
Wow. I wouldn't even say a sense of spite. It was just fucking lame.
It was weak.
So lame. Yeah.
You. Yeah, not me, you. You got my dick. My dick's big.
I got a big dick, and you as a lady got a little dick. The fucking jackass.
My favorite one, though, here is Andrew Tate. "I don't sleep with vaccinated women." Steph Jane 0989 at Twitter says, "Yay, the vaccine work."
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I wanted to clown on this guy for a little bit because he is just tremendously pathetic and sad and ridiculous and a bad example of a human being. And claims to be this big alpha guy, right? And
well, as soon as a guy claims to be an alpha, yeah, you automatically know that he is a D-bag who is overcompensating for something.
Yeah, you don't need to announce what you are if you are it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, that's just the same as saying, "I'm not gay."
I used to work with a woman who would always say to me, "Oh, well, the problem with the two of us and why we don't really get along good is because I'm a type A personality," which is essentially the same exact thing as calling yourself an alpha. It you is. Know, and I'm like,
and taking pride
what the
in
fuck
it.
Does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like, "Oh, you're an alpha. Well, here, let me get this straight. You lie about everything in your fucking life and you're deceptive about everything, you don't have any kind of meaningful relationship, and you're fucking miserable. Yeah. Is that what being type A is about?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not.
Yeah, you're a type A. So you're, let me get this. You're aggressive, you're combative, you're hostile, you're suspicious,
mm-hmm.
and you push people away as a rule.
And you also feel the need to lie about everything because you're probably thoroughly embarrassed about something within yourself.
Yeah, I think it depends on who you're talking about. But yeah, that factors into.
Yeah.
Or they just shift blame or ignore completely.
I was talking about my specific example.
I have a couple examples and they're sort of amalgamating into one person in my head right now who is horrifying and scary. and I want my binky.
I want my binky. Don't let him win. Don't get your binky.
No, I'm just going to plow through another beer. And we're going to talk about our song of the week.
Song of the week.
Song of the week. No time for losers. It's song of the week. Once again. This week, my song goes out in dedication to my recently late mother, who introduced me to music as I understand it and was my first influence into that. And the song that I want to share is called The Letter by the Box Tops. And this is just a song, a very simple song about a guy who's estranged from his wife or girlfriend. And presumably just away from home, not by his own choice.
I feel like it was like a Vietnam era thing.
That's how it feels. Like it's like a
war. Like he's away taking care of, you know, war business.
Right.
And you know.
Right. Yeah. And he's going to hop on a plane and go home because he just got a letter from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved that song and listened to it for years and years. And as I said, you know, my mom just passed the other day. And in memory of her, I'd like this song to be played. So obviously, you know, it's in the playlist, guys. You just go to our YouTube channel. And if you look on the main channel, if you scroll down, you should see a playlist that says songs recommended by Tom and Mike. Mike, what is your song of the
week? Go give it a listen.
Yes, please do. We put a lot of stuff
in there. And think of Mama when you do it.
Yeah. It's Mama approved. Mama Cash approves.
Yep. Yep. That's what I've been calling her forever. My song was just a goofy song. I mean, I happen to be listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I guess Spotify sometimes just throws a bunch of songs in that are just continue playing through if you have it do that.
Yeah.
And it started playing Steppenwolf for me, and I forgot how much I liked the song Jupiter's Child, so that's the one that I picked.
Yeah.
And if for nothing else, towards the end of the song, there is a drum fill, and anybody that knows me knows that I have an unhealthy obsession with drum fills and small drum solos. And back in the days of tapes, I would fucking rewind and play them relentlessly. And this was probably one of the ones that I did at one point in time or another, you know. So another 60s song.
Nice.
I really got to think that between, you know, 1960 and 1972, like some of the greatest music ever recorded was done. And I mean, a lot of that influenced by stuff from the 30s, 40s, 50s, etc. But
well, it's circular.
Just such an amazing fucking time frame.
Not cyclical. Cyclical. Yeah, it's cyclical. Like these things keep reinventing themselves. Like,
yeah,
you know, like I you know, one of these times.
My dog dog just suddenly decided to speak up there. I don't know that she maybe disagrees with the 60s as being the best musical era. I don't know.
I disagree. It was 80s pop.
Yeah, or she's telling me, hey, there's a fucking cat down here and I'm going to shit on the carpet. I don't know. It could have been either.
We'll never know.
Well, I'll know when I go downstairs.
You'll know. Yeah, you'll know. Yeah. You'll figure it
out. I'll know. Some of you may not.
But no, it is interesting how Spotify, like, if you end a playlist, it just keeps playing and just randomly picks stuff for you. Or, like, now if you have an existing playlist, it does, like, a smart thing where, like, it has, like, a smart shuffle there. It just starts adding songs randomly to the playlist.
I disagree a little bit about it being smart, because like my youngest loves System of a Down for some reason, and I have some System of a Down, and then I have like a couple of other like 70s 60s things that she likes, like Wild Thing by the Troggs and like another song, and then it suddenly started playing Slayer. I was like, okay, I understand that I went from System of a Down to like the Troggs. I get that that's a weird transition, but Slayer did not belong in there. So
I gotta ask, what is going on with this Goldilocks thing on your shoulder?
That's just I have been doing a little bit of a different system with my hair. Like, I don't know if you're familiar. Well, I have curly hair.
Yes.
And my hair has been kind of dry recently, and I'm not very satisfied with the way that it's looked. And I've been going with, there is a system of doing what's called a co-wash instead of shampoo and conditioner. You use a co-wash, which is, the co-wash is a conditioning wash.
Co-wash sounds like some kind of like indictment from another country. I've declared a co-wash on you.
It's actually a setting in a car wash. But as a result of me doing this and not having my hair get dried out by shampoo, I've ended up with like a bunch of like corkscrew type curls, Shirley Temple curls, as my mother would call them.
And you
look
just,
at how springy that is.
Yeah, like you can't even do anything with them.
I mean, normally I got my hair pulled back just because my hair is down. It's the way it looks. If I brush through it, it would go away and my hair would just be like curly and wavy. But I actually kind of like them because my mom's always liked them, so it doesn't really bother me. Plus, and I can do shit like that.
They're very distracting.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was just like, the whole time I've been staring at it, and I was like, how am I gonna?
Here.
There you go. Now I can make a picture for the thumbnail. There you go. Do that face. Didn't you have a character that did that body shape back in the day? I don't remember. He had I think his name was Clarence or something like that.
I don't know. Maybe. I've done a lot of things and I've forgotten about a lot of things.
Well, yeah. I mean, what the hell, dude? I think this month it's 4 years, this podcast. In fact.
Yes.
In fact, I think it is. But I think this is our fourth year. Wow.
Our fucking podcast is just about ready for preschool.
Yep. Yep.
Go and get it in edumacation.
COVID baby. Born from the demented hell's bottom. I can't. Wow. Have you ever played a didgeridoo?
I have not, but I really would love to. I just find that they're not readily available around here.
You have to go to like a hippie shop or something, like a drum, like a percussion shop or something. Someplace like that. Someplace that,
all right,
like,
man.
That specifically caters to drummers, not just like a music world, because that's the place that'll have the weird tribal drums, and then you can find like a didgeridoo there. But I had a friend who had one. And I got pretty good at it. Like, I learned how to play it. And it's it's not like any other instrument, because instead of like, it's almost like letting go of the muscles in your mouth as opposed to controlling them. It's almost like just letting them flow. And
you get
and
done
just,
and your mouth is all fucking agape like a chick doing horse porn.
Yeah.
Oh, it lips are everywhere. Man.
That's what it feels like when you're using it. I
Goatsy's butthole. Like, Mr. Hands.
But yeah, they're pretty cool. I would love to own one.
Huh.
One day I'm going to pick one up. But
well, then maybe I'll get to play one.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be over, and I'll be like,
you know,
it'd be cool to freak out my cats and my dog with that. See how they react. They'll be like, awesome, dude! You brought this horrible thing. I'm gonna destroy it as soon as your back is turned.
Did I ever tell you about my one cat? Like, she has never had kittens. But like, if I play kitten sounds or if I make kitten sounds, she will run up to me and look in my mouth. Like I'm hiding kittens inside of my mouth.
That's funny.
I'm like, what do you think I'm doing? Fucking eating them or something? And they're screaming out of my mouth?
Which That's one crazy. Is this?
Polly.
Polly, okay.
It's Simon's sister.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's the knucklehead. She'll like fucking sit there and be like, looking in my mouth. I don't know. It's weird. Cats are fucking weird.
Cats are so strange. Well, like, I'll be upstairs in the attic with Jennifer, and we'll just be like upstairs hanging out, and he'll be at the base of the stairs going, just this long, pathetic cry.
Yeah. I know that cry. I've heard it before.
Pardon me.
Jeez. Did you hit your cough button there? Because that second one didn't make any noise.
Yeah, I did hit my cough button.
Okay.
But now my nose is stuffy. Hold on a second.
My nose is all stuffed up like I was eating some pussy.
The wheat in beer makes me stuffy, I think. I don't think it's like a celiac thing. I just think that's something common with certain like grains. Like, a lot of people seem to get a little stuffy. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
I avoid shredded wheat. I don't want a stuffy nose.
Yeah.
You celiac fucking adjacent issue having motherfucker. You celiac adjacent issue having motherfucker. That could be a good
title. Celiac adjacent. Title. A celiac adjacent. Well, I can't
issue having motherfucker.
I can't. I'd have to be MF or mofo.
Yeah, MF-er.
Yeah.
Mofo would probably be good.
Yeah. My name is, instead of Seth Brundle from The Fly, it's Seth Grundle.
Grundle. I used to work with a guy who would always talk about his Grundle, and I was always like, I don't know why you're telling me about your fucking Grundle.
It's my strip.
It's my Grundle, and I'll cry if I want to.
Cry if I want to. You just split down the middle.
Ooh.
Like you've been sealed. It's like when I was... Okay, so I don't think I've ever mentioned this to anyone before. If I have, I don't remember.
Ooh.
But when I was very young, I thought that that was like... proof that I had originally had more sex organs, like I'd been a hermaphrodite or something, and that they had sealed me up and taken away when I was a kid. I'm not kidding.
That fucking seam that runs from your nutsack down to your taint and into your butthole.
Yeah. I was like, that's a scar.
Tom, you had a vag.
Yeah, that's what
you
I was
thinking. You hermaphroditic motherfucker.
Yeah.
Everything I say has motherfucker after it, so you can't use that, obviously, but...
Motherfucker!
you celiac adjacent issue having hermaphroditic motherfucker!
Oh yeah, that'll really get us lots of hits on YouTube.
People will be like, "I need to see what this is. A celiac adjacent issue having hermaphrodite? I'm interested."
Back when we were doing unintelligible gaming back in the day, the hottest, the most views of any video we had was one of the Honey Pop videos, and it was, the title of the video was "Blowjob Tokens."
I remember that one. I was just talking about when we did like the question ones. We're like talking about where we did the episode on how whether a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth. I was literally just talking about that today.
Yeah. What did we call that?
I don't fucking remember.
There was a clever name for it, but I can't remember what the hell it was. Hold on. I bet I have it somewhere.
I think like the outcome of that was what? That we found that like a dog's mouth was only slightly cleaner than a person's because of like certain reasons and was not antiseptic, like certain people have made it sound like, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, if you have a cut, let the dog lick it and it'll be cleaner. No.
Yeah, that was nonsense. But yeah.
No.
It was just that a lot of the bacteria that exists in a dog's mouth don't have an effect on humans or an interest in humans.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff is not like, because people's mouths are just fucking filthy.
Well, so are dogs. That's the point. Yeah. It's just that our mouths are more toxic to us than a dog's mouth, typically. But if you get bit by anything, you're in bad shape.
Especially, you know, a Gila monster.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's terrifying.
Normally, I would say something like, we can talk about this another time and everything, but what I am going to say is something slightly different. And that is, you know, in honor of Mama Cash, we did this episode. You know, and I want to make that point and say it again. She was an amazing woman and deserves to be remembered. And through our introduction here, I'm sure our listeners will appreciate that knowledge. And we'll see you again one day. We will. And hopefully you'll be waiting to, you know, laugh at the fact that I can't believe you threw those cookies away. And that's how I'm going to end it today, man. That's it.
Yeah.
Love you, Mama Cash. Godspeed. Yeah.